Okay. What I was getting at, like...
Would you ever say anything like, he lives up in Dothan, I'm going down to Miami, that kind of
thing? Oh, yeah. I guess it's a natural thing for most of us to seem to think that someone places up, one place is down, so yeah. I'm going up to Dothan. I said it all the time. I'm going down to Miami. Yes.
What about Fort Walton?
I used to say I'm going over to Fort Walton.
Okay. All right. Let's say if some young people have gotten together and hired a band or something, you know, you say they're having a what when they move around on the floor and all?
They're having a dance.
Okay. This expression, if the children are dismissed from school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Dismiss.
Okay. And if the school has not been in session during the summer, toward the end of the summer, someone might ask, well, when does school
start?
Okay. If a student was supposed to go to a class but never got there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Skipped.
Okay. Anything besides that?
Well, played hooky.
All right. And you go to school to get
an education.
All right. And after high school, some people go on to
college.
What about after kindergarten, you enter the...
First grade.
Okay. And each child in the classroom sits at his own...
desk.
And the plural of that, there are 30 or 40...
desk.
Okay. All right, a few buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
library.
Okay, if you want to mail a package...
go to the post office.
If you wanted to see a play or a movie...
go to the theater.
And if you were very sick, you might have to enter the...
hospital.
All right, and the lady who would take care of you there would be
the nurse.
Right. If you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you would stay at a...
motel.
Or...
a hotel.
Okay. If you had to catch a train, you would go to the...
depot.
Or the...
train station.
Or
railroad station.
What about in a lot of small southern towns, the businesses downtown are arranged around a central place sometimes?
A square.
Okay.
Arranged around a square.
All right. What about if there were a building situated right here, and there was one right here, you'd say that this one was right across the street from this one. And what if this one's like so? How would you describe its position?
It was diagonally across the street.
Okay. Anything else you might say?
Got a cone.
Okay. All right, what about a vehicle that's used for transportation that runs on rails in a city? Used to see them a lot in New Orleans. And
trolley car.
Okay. And if a person riding one of those things might tell the driver, now the next corner is where I want.
To get out.
What about the city and a county where the courthouse is located? You call that city the...
city. Seat. How many seats?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a man who has a civil service job works for the federal...
government.
And the police in the town are supposed to maintain...
peace and order. Law and order.
Okay. All right. The war that took place between the northern and southern states, you call that the...
Confederate War.
Okay. Anything else?
Civil War?
Okay. Yeah. All right, before the electric chair was in use, you'd say murderers were
hung.
Okay. Talking about a man who committed suicide that way, you say he went out and
hanged himself.
All right, I'm going to ask you some names of states and cities. These are just for pronunciation. You'd say Albany is the capital of...
Alabama.
Well,
Albany?
Further north than that.
Oh, yeah. Albany is the...
Albany, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, I'm sorry. Albany is the capital of Georgia. No.
The biggest city in the country is in this state. It's where you have the Statue of Liberty and the Empire State.
Okay. Say that question again, because I'm not hearing.
Okay, Albany is the capital of...